feel good about what the offense did today? About what you did?
No.
Why not?
We weren't very effective. We had less than 300 yards and had a terrible first half.
You're in the playoffs. Do you like it, like your playoff team, the offense is playing right now?
Yeah, I feel like we're happy. We've won 10 games. That's kind of cut off every year. You try and get to 10, and you feel like you're going to be in if you get to 10.
You don't sound overly thrilled, though, especially with the way the offense played. So where do you think you are in terms of, in comparison to where you want your team to be?
That's a broad question. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
What happened on the interception late?
Just trying to get it to Wood. Underthrew it a little bit.
Did you feel off picked up as a game?
Yeah, a little bit, but we just don't really have a clear-cut direction. You know, we got into some stuff with John in there and four receivers, but no, we're too inconsistent.
What's the balance between feeling good about what you've done so far and seeing how much better you can get? Mike was in here earlier, and we asked him a couple of negative questions. He said he was sick of our negativity and your 10-win team and your playoff team. He likes where the team is at. It's kind of hard to figure out exactly how people should feel about where you're at right now.
What's the question?
Not sure. How do you feel about your team right this second?
What did Mike say about it?
He said that we were asking too many negative questions.
I don't want to speak for him or the team.
That's why I'm asking you what you think.
I think we have 10 wins and we're in the playoffs. And we have a fun day tomorrow.
Are you guys good enough? Are you playing good enough?
Good enough to win. You know, against a team that's had some good wins this year. On the road in a wet environment. Next week will be a good test for us.
Aaron, can you put a finger on why you guys couldn't get in that rhythm and that groove today? I mean, I know it was wet outside, but why you couldn't get it to where you, how you wanted to run your offense?
No.
And what did you think of the 19-play, 92-yard drive?
I think we got 3 points out of it, so it wasn't very productive.
How do you think you get better on third down?
Execute better.
Sorry if these guys have asked you this before, but I just kind of got in. You don't seem real thrilled. Why?
I'm happy. We're going to the playoffs. I'm happy. Very happy.
Anything else?
You made several trips to San Francisco, but this is the first one to Oakland. Did you get tired being from Chico? Do you feel, does it ever get old coming back home?
I saw a Butte College sign in the crowd. I was happy to see that. And my college coach is outside. I'm going to see him in a little bit. So that's fun coming back and seeing him. Not sure what's going to happen with the Raiders next year. So it could be the last time we play here.
And what do you think Aberderis is giving you?
He can get open. He's a good route runner. He needs to be on the field more.
Can you take us to the touchdown to James?
Yeah, we were just going quick there, and they were mixed up. They had nobody was on Aberderis. The corner to JJ's side was playing cover two, and Wood was in the middle field, so they obviously had some communication issues with the speed that we were going at. And actually the corner on the backside, as we looked at the tablet, was playing cover two as well. So I had kind of three guys open for a touchdown and found James.
After road wins, there are often a lot of smiles, but everyone seems to be a perfectionist here. Does that speak to what this team thinks it's capable of more than anything?
The lack of
smiles after a 10-point road win?
That's a positive way to spin it. I think another way to spin it would be that's kind of how the atmosphere in the locker room was.
Say that rain ranks second to wind.
No, rain's the worst.
Oh, it is? You've had a fair number of those. How bad was it today, do you think?
Yeah, it was a lot of mist. Definitely a couple balls that, you know, just kind of slipped out of my hand. And then we dropped a few that probably would have been caught in a dry weather game. But overall, it wasn't too bad. The footing wasn't bad. They kind of resounded the middle of the field, so it wasn't that treacherous inside. There's some slipping and some questionable calls outside, but other than that, it was pretty good.
Two more.
Besides winning, what do you have to do against Arizona to, for us to meet with you at the same time a week from now and you feel a little bit better about your team?
Probably just win and hopefully they lose tonight.
I just see James Jones had that kind of game he had today coming back to the team to let him go.
Yeah, you know, I was looking for him a little bit extra today, but he was consistently winning outside. And we've had a good on-field rapport for years. He just did a good job of adjusting to some back shoulder stuff. And other than a real bad call there at the end zone, it was double clutched and way late. He played really good. Should have had a couple touchdowns.
Two more.